Well, the last time our tech guru, Jesse Feiler, was here, we talked with him about blockchains and cryptocurrency. I've just been able to sort of put my brain back together after that conversation. So we're going to lighten the mood a little bit and talk about things like spring walks, which seems so much easier to comprehend.
Just make sure you bundle up well.
Yes. Well, I think when you originally wrote your note, it was like, well, we should be thinking about spring, even though maybe... So this is sort of planning for your spring walk.
I thought about it in the half block I walked here.
Jesse Feiler is an app developer, author, and consultant specializing in small business and nonprofit organizations. His most recent books are The Nonprofit Risk Book, Finding and Managing Risk in Nonprofits and NGOs, written with Gail Naowith, and Learn Computer Science with Swift. His most recent apps are Cyber Continuity, a free app to learn about your vulnerabilities, and the Nonprofit Risk app, a companion to the book. We are also joined by a special guest. Luke Cyphers is here. He is on the board of the Clinton County Historical Association, and Luke is an award-winning freelance journalist and current contributing writer for Adirondack Life magazine, a former senior editor at ESPN magazine, and former sports writer for the New York Daily News, among many other outlets. He's a resident of the city of Plattsburgh and a trustee of the Clinton County Historical Association and past chair of the Saranac River Trail Advisory Committee. And Luke, Jesse, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Jesse is in the studio. Luke's on the telephone. So, how does a spring walk become a tech issue?
because I'm involved with it.
Okay, very good.
There's all sorts of tech involved, from the miracles of word processing and telecommunications that enabled us to produce a media release after only, Luke, how many versions?
Only about five or six, I think.
All right, five or six.
Yeah, we couldn't have done that without technology.
Okay. So when it comes to what we're talking about today, you are here to tell us that there are these great walks out there and the ultimate way that we can enjoy them.
Yes, and... because Luke's also involved with Saranac River Trail. He's been involved with it longer than I have from the beginning. And one of the things that we started doing, we've done over the past several years, walks. We call them treks because we're sort of whatever, for Saranac River Trail so that people can take a look at what's on the trail, things that you would expect, sort of birds, trees, invasive species. But we also... do sort of edgy things. Our most popular trek so far has been the tour of the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
As someone said, it's like walking through a chemistry set. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Really is amazing.
And it's something, I assume, Luke, that you could walk by every single solitary day and not really quite understand it or get it, and now you have this opportunity to get it.
Right. And one thing that where Jesse and I really connected was not only our interest in the Saranac River Trail, but a kind of mutual interest in Jane Jacobs. And that's what our event on May 5th is going to be, a Jane's Walk in honor of Jane Jacobs, a great urbanist whose thinking kind of really led to a renaissance in how to look at cities and why good cities work and why good downtown cores work. And so that's why we got together and decided to, with the auspices of the Friends of Saranac River Trail, put together a Jane's Walk for the city of Plattsburgh and to look at downtown in a way that most people might not be used to seeing it.
And what was interesting is in doing these walks, and you can find this, I put some links up on Champlain Arts and on SaranacRiverTrail.org. In putting these walks together, there are several guidelines that people usually use. One is try and keep it to a mile or less and an hour or less. And if you're going to do a walk where you stop, we go to various places within a city.
Right, and go see stuff.
And see stuff. You can do some basic arithmetic. If you're going to do it within an hour, if you say you're going to spend 5 minutes at each spot and it's going to take you 5 minutes to walk there, putting together one of these walks means getting 5 or 6 places. And we sat down and brainstormed to see, because everyone knows, you know, there's nothing going on in Plattsburgh. So we started.
It's not true. Not true.
But I'm going to get to the
next one. Okay, all right, all right.
We start from the idea that there's nothing going on.
All right.
And tried to put together 5 or 6 places to look at. And we were brainstorming, sitting in the library's coffee bar. Excellent place. And after the caffeine kicked in, we had our list of brainstorming places for the walk, looking for to see if we could possibly find 6 places in the city. And we threw out our brainstorming.
You threw it out?
We threw it out. Didn't work.
Okay.
We had too many places.
All right.
So we tried again, and we thought, well, maybe we could find 5 or 6 places on Bridge Street. Did that, threw that one out. So we've done 5 or 6 places on Upper Bridge Street because, and I've seen this happen in other places and other people say the same story. Once you start brainstorming about what would be interesting in this city, there's so much everywhere. There's so much. And that's a lot of what Jane Jacobs was talking about, looking at and just don't walk past the things and get out of your car and see what's going on. And we found things that I didn't know about. Luke, did you know about all of these things we uncovered?
I had no idea about some of these clusters, especially this art cluster that we're going to start to take a look at. And Jesse, you know more about the details of it than I do, but I think that's really fascinating.
Well, yeah, here we have this. There's a couple of years ago, there was an auto glass company. You know, they replaced broken windshields and so forth opposite the train stations. And the owner's retired, and the building has been for sale for a while. It has 3 garage bays and a concrete floor and so forth. And, you know, no one looks at it. It's, you know, sort of an old, you know, closed glass place. But the right person looked at it. That was Walter Early, who's a sculptor. And he saw the concrete floor and the overhead doors. And Walter does big sculptures.
Hmm.
That's what he saw. He saw an art studio.
And that's what it became.
And that it's in the process of becoming.
Okay. Transforming as we speak.
It's forming as we speak, and it has become a place on the walk. And then there's the recording studio we have. Most people don't know Wayward Sound. These things are happening in everywhere, but we notice them in Plattsburgh because that's where we are.
So when you think of these things, obviously this extrapolates to every community, probably.
Absolutely.
That not only are there these buried treasures, but there's buried treasures in every place.
Yes.
So the message is find out what your area is doing, and if they're not doing anything, maybe you can do it yourself.
Yes. And were you about to ask me where people can find out?
Yes. Jesse, where can people find out more information about this?
One of the sources is janeswalks.org.
Okay, janeswalks.org.
And I happen to have it sort of in front of me.
And you also have links on your
site,
which
on
is
the website.
ChamplainArts.com. ChamplainArts.com.
SaranacRiverTrail.org. And I'm looking at, these are places with James Walks from around the world. And
okay.
They're organized by country.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to a country picked at random called the United States.
All right.
And I'm scrolling down. It starts with Akron, Ohio. They're alphabetically. So we have Akron, Boulder.
We get down to Albany? Does Albany on the list?
Albany would be, we're going to get in trouble for this. Albany would be between Akron and Boston, would it not?
That's where I would place it.
Geographically. Maybe it's not alphabetized properly here. The only other alternative I can think of, I don't want to think about.
How about Schenectady? Schenectady on the list. Troy? Hartford.
Schenectady would be between Santa Monica and Scranton.
All right.
However, since I happen to have the list in front of me.
Yes.
Let's hit some things that we know are...
Go for it.
Poughkeepsie.
There you go. All right, we'll take Poughkeepsie.
And a place I used to live, Hudson.
Oh, what a great place for a walk.
Yes. In fact, when I lived in the village of Philmont, right outside of Hudson, that's where I sort of got involved in the first walk, which was, it arose from a very terrible article, we thought, in the local newspaper about someone who had grown up in the village of Philmont and came back to it and hated it and how terrible it had become. And some of us in the village were trying to think, what could we do? And we thought of writing letters to the editor.
Yeah.
We threw that out because we decided instead of that, since there was this horrible bad press about the village, we would confront it head on. And with, I think, 2 weeks' notice, we put together a house and garden walking tour, which was considered sort of the craziest, funniest thing that had ever happened. We got 40 people.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I mean, obviously a lot of this is weather related, but I assume people are also at this point, especially this winter, are just itching to get out of the house and do something.
We won't go there.
Okay.
All right. Going crazy.
You know, I just want to make a quick, if you don't mind, if you will, let me just plug something real quick. We've been talking about Jane Jacobs, and Andrea Barnett is a wonderful author who has written this book called Visionary Women. Rachel Carson, Jane Goodall, Alice Waters, and Jane Jacobs, and one of the visionary women that she writes about in this book. And we're going to talk to her on Friday on the program. But on Thursday, she's going to be at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut. Another great place for a walk, by the way. But Thursday at 6 o'clock, it's an Oblong Books event, and you can go to oblongbooks.com to find out more information. But it is at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury. And Andrea Barnett, who is just amazing, and the book is just incredible. And if you want to find out more about Jane Jacobs, my God, this is the book. It is such an incredible story of this woman. And it's called Visionary Women, Andrea Barnett, and that's my book. Okay.
That's great. That's great.
If you want to read more about her, because it's her work is legendary. And as you say, this website, janeswalk.org, has the list of all of these walks, all of these places. And how nice to maybe be able to go, like I saw Syracuse on here. Well, you know, just go to Syracuse and go take a walk in Syracuse and find out more about a place that perhaps you're not familiar with.
Yeah. Or
and what's really.
Go ahead.
If I can jump in. What's
absolutely
really impressive about the Jane's walk organization is how organic it is. There's no real top-down instructions because they know that the people who live in a place know the most about it. So there's no real structure to it. It's informal. It's there's a leader, but then people can just show up and share what they know about the streets they use and the communities they live in. And that kind of informality leads to a great exchange and a really great sense of place. And that's one reason I'm looking forward to it downtown. The other thing is you can do this on your own. You don't need a formal structure to do it. And I was just thinking where I live on the old Plattsburgh Air Force Base, we have a cluster that's forming a kind of a restaurant cluster just right around the Air Force Base in the old museum campus. There are several museums right near my house, and all of a sudden there's a new brew pub that opened in an 1838 building that was restored. That's just a fantastic place. Another microbrewery in an old firehouse on the old Air Force Base, and coupled with a couple of existing restaurants, an old kind of neighborhood bar right across the street from the Air Force Base, and a more of a upscale restaurant, there's all of a sudden a core and a cluster. And right next to that now, in the last 8 months, a new Peruvian restaurant has opened up. And all of a sudden, there's a really nice little food corridor where there wasn't one before.
One of the things that I think is so exciting, and we see it in Plattsburgh, certainly, is these clusters that happen organically. You know, I think it's wonderful. It's terrific to have great big schemes and big ideas, but also things are happening sort of in some ways just by chance.
Yeah.
And you wind up with these clusters, which is amazing. So then, like Luke says, you have the restaurants there. You could say, where should we go for dinner? And instead of saying, let's go to this restaurant or that restaurant, we could say, let's go to this area because within a 5 or 10 minute walk, we have a dozen choices.
Mm. Right. And in the meantime, you can throw in a visit to one of the several museums around here, which is another sort of organic cluster that formed on the old Air Force Base.
On this, at the SaranacRiverTrail.org, which you get to from, you can get just by going to that, but also through Jane's Walks. But you have these tips for Jane's Walk, and I can tell you wrote this, Jesse, because it says, for leaders, speak up, but if you need amplification, you have too many people on the walk. I love that.
Well, as Luke said, in Jane's Walks, their guidance is non-judgmental. But it didn't filter down.
No, but yours is not. Yours is completely judgmental. Well, that's great. So there's a lot to do. There's a lot of great things that are out there. Let us, just for the 50 seconds that we have left, talk about when your walk is, which is May 5th, 10 to 11:30. You're going to meet in front of Plattsburgh City Hall. Admission is free. And how do you make sure you don't have too many? You want enough people, but you don't want too many, right?
Well, we have not yet... In our meetings, we have not yet decided whether it's going to be a leader or different people at each spot. We haven't done those logistics. We're going to do them at the last minute when we have a sense of how many people we have.
Excellent. But either way, you'll have it figured out.
It works both ways.
All right. Friends of Saranac River Trail announced their Jane's Walk in Plattsburgh, May 5th, 10 to 11:30, meeting out in front of Plattsburgh City Hall. Admission is free. You can find out more by going to janeswalk.org. You can also find out more by going to SaranacRiverTrail.org. And ChamplainArts.com is Jesse's email or website, and you can go there. And he has links to all kinds of cool things, as he always does for our segments here. Luke, a great pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much, and have a great event.
Thank you.
And Jesse, thank you as always. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.